Hi, I'm Tom Marks with the Marks Law Firm in Orlando, Florida, and welcome to the Healthy Family Law Attorney. We have a professional on the channel today that I'm excited to introduce. Her name is Alyssa Panitz. She is the only divorce journalist solely committed to helping others navigate the major life transition, exclusively covering every angle of divorce. So Alyssa writes a daily column on everything about divorce for Authority Magazine. So she's the content editor and producer of the National Association of Divorce Professionals. She's been doing that since July 31st and last year. She does a weekly show on CRN Digital Talk Radio, which is on Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes, and you can ask Alexa. So she's been on CNN, MSNBC, all over the place. I mean, it would take me forever just to talk about all the awards she has. And she's covered the Tony Awards and the MTV Movie Awards and the 2002 Summer Olympics. So she's evolved from Hollywood to divorce. It stems from her own personal formative experience with the divorce process and all the common hurdles that come with divorce. So she's passionate about sharing her mission to help educate, guide, and comfort others going through the same experience. So, Alyssa, how are you today?
Honored. Thank you for having me.
I'm sorry I took up so much time, but you have such an interesting bio. So let's start with, why did you start this new endeavor that you're doing?
Well, it was a combination of two things. One, when people go through the divorce, they reinvent themselves a lot. And you could do that a lot of different ways. I chose to do it through career. And also, we were home during a pandemic. We were all working from home. And a lot of people decided to reinvent themselves. A lot of people, their jobs went south. So some people turned hobbies into their new careers. I just decided to combine my professional experience as a journalism into what I was going through personally, because quite frankly, no one else was doing it.
So you have a divorce column and you also have a radio show. Tell our viewers, what's the difference between the two and why are you doing this?
So the column comes out a lot more frequently than the radio show. The radio show comes on every Saturday, depending where you live in the country. On the East Coast, we're live between 1 and 2 o'clock. And on the West Coast, or Pacific time, 10 a.m. And we bring on probably 3 to 4 guests in that 1 hour to talk about, could be things that are trending in the news. It could be things that people are talking about. It could be things people are asking us to bring into the spotlight. It could just be things that, you know, that happened in divorce, that we are going to start a conversation. But regardless of if it's a column or if it's the radio show, I try to break things down into an everybody audience, meaning everybody can understand divorce. Because as you know, divorce is very complex. When I was going through it, I was so frustrated. And I think as a result, I got bitter. I was angry, which doesn't really work. That's also very costly because I didn't understand. So now we're trying to bring it for people who are going to go through it, people who still are navigating through it, or people who have to go back and deal with it again in a way that they can understand. So hopefully they can get to the finish line a lot quicker.
Well, you're a great guest for my channel because my purpose is, because I believe families matter, I want to provide hope and help to families to successfully navigate the family law process in a healthy way. And it sounds like from your experience of having to go through it kind of maybe not in the greatest way, you're now providing that kind of navigation for people to really handle the process in a healthier way.
You know, my dad has this saying, everything happens for a reason. And, you know, there were days I couldn't even get off the floor. I was crying so hard. And I would always say to him, this is happening for a reason. And, you know, fast forward to now, you know, the column, the radio show and all the other things I'm doing. He always reminds me of that day that we were on the phone, that I was crying, huddled up in a ball. And he said, if anything had gone smoothly, would any of this exist? And now you've taken everything that has happened and turned it into something that can help people. And I use the two words all the time, survive and thrive. And he feels if the journey had been easy, it probably would have never sparked all this.
That's true. That is true. And it's kind of like my YouTube channel. It's the pandemic that sparked it, right? We were closed down. No one was in the office in person. So we're having to do things a new way. And my firm administrator said, hey, why don't you start a YouTube channel? And I'm like, what's that? First of all, and it sounds hard and new and different, but here I am 120 plus videos into it. Wow. And I get to meet great people like you and learn great things and opportunities and different things that are available out there. So it's your experience having gone through it. You're also very involved in the NADP, which is the National Association of Divorce Professionals. And Vicki Townsend, one of the co-founders, put us together. So now we're working together and helping each other. And it's synergistic and amazing. So with all that experience, what are the top five suggestions you have to help people navigate the divorce process?
Well, the first one I say is one of the most important, and it's what I just cited. Leave your anger at the door. It's very expensive when you bring it into court or into your lawyer's office. You know, the second one is your ex is not your kid's ex. So, you know, while you and your spouse, you know, may be parting ways, your kids are still your kids. So I try to tell people, leave all those personal feelings you have about them to your friends when you go out, to your therapist, if you should get one, and I highly recommend you do. And just, you know, somehow work together, even if it's a high conflict situation, by both of you agreeing, no comments about the other, just both of you love your kids and surround them, you know, with the warmth that, you know, that they need. The third is accept the things you cannot change. And, you know, if everybody gave it their all and this just is not working out, and you feel that this person is just not right for you, then, you know, just accept this is what is. And like my dad said, things happen for a reason. Maybe you're destined to be with somebody new, who will be better for you. You know, the fourth is be the sunshine that your kids need. I get it. Divorce can be doom and gloom. And people can be sad, and people can be, what I said in the top of this show, frustrated, but that's not what your kids need. You know, your kids need to feel hope, and you can do that. And I say, instead of, you know, crying that your kids are with your ex, use that time to rediscover you. And a happy parent is the best foundation for your kids, and they can learn from that. And when they see you happy, your kids will be happy. And I think there's really nothing better than that. And, you know, the fifth thing is, and you and I have talked about this, you know, you can create a home for your kids. And the best thing is that you all get a do-over and you get to start over. And sometimes those new beginnings, you can just write the most incredible story with them.
Well, I think those are all great pieces of advice. I mean, all five of those, very helpful to clients going through the process. I think I'm going to start encouraging my clients to read your column and to listen to your radio show. And I think it'd be very helpful to them. So that's awesome. So I ask every one of my guests on my channel, do you have a healthy tip for our audience today?
Absolutely. My number one tip is, you know, really focus on the words survive and thrive. It's how I've built my platform. It's how I built my columns. It's how I built my show. If you really convince yourself and tell yourself over and over, I'm going to survive this and I'm going to thrive from it, you will. I always say, I like to think of myself as an example. You know, I survived something that was really awful, but I'm thriving where I am right now. I think I've become a better mom. I've reconnected with friends, made new friends. I love the work that I'm doing to try to help others. And I think everybody sees that. And, you know, when you really can be a role model for your children and your family and your friends, I mean, what better way to start your new journey?
Absolutely. Well, I think you have a lot to offer to our viewers, and I really appreciate everything you provided here today. I'm getting a lot of questions and comments from my viewers. So if anyone has a question or a comment about today's interview, please reach out. Let us know what it is. I'll pass it on to Alyssa. So would love to hear from you. Please subscribe, hit that bell icon, like the videos if you do. And we will hopefully see you all next time. Alyssa, thanks so much for being on the channel.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, and I hope to see you soon. Thanks so much. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.